Welcome back to the very last show of the Bryant Park Project in 2007. I'm Allison Stewart. Kind of in the studio. I was all by myself, just me and my computer screen, until I realized it was ramble time, and it's no fun to just ramble on by yourself. I think that's called crazy. So we have Dr. Tricia McKinney, our editor, who's freshly back from a week off. Hi, Tricia.
I'm ready to ramble. Hello.
I usually am talking to you from the control room, but you're actually sitting in the co-host chair.
They let me in the big girl seat.
How do you like? Do you like it? Because I'm looking for a co-host. Oh, no? Okay.
I like it behind my glass wall, please.
Okay, well, I'll...
But I'm ready to ramble today.
I'll ease you into this. We're starting with Netscape to die. Believe it or not, Netscape Navigator will no longer be with us. All development on the browser will cease on February 1st. They'll just keep releasing security fixes and patches until then. I mean, just remember way back when, in 1994, when Netscape seemed like the thing?
I was a big Netscaper.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I saw Netscape's little window there.
Hence the problem.
Yeah. I feel really bad. I feel responsible.
Somehow. We should have paid more attention to it. We
should have
watered it.
I'm so sorry, Netscape.
We should have fed it. You know, it bought Microsoft's Internet Explorer for market share. Just couldn't compete. It was part of a big antitrust case against Microsoft in 98. I guess that didn't go so well. AOL, which owns the Netscape brand, is advising Netscape devotees to switch over to Mozilla Firefox.
I am so bleeding edge. I'm already there.
There you go.
Okay, so here's my little ramble contribution. You want to go to MIT?
I'd love to. I don't think I can get in.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. They have a new initiative called OpenCourseWare. Well, it's not brand new, but anyway, it's really, really popular. And basically, pretty much everything they do at that school is now available online for free. Lecture notes, you can do readings, you can take tests, you can look at video lectures. You can't get a degree.
But you can get smarter.
But you can get smarter. And it's part of a larger trend. There's all kinds of big universities around the world, including Johns Hopkins, Tufts, Yale, making material from their courses available online. There's also iTunes U. It's on the iTunes website. You can download lectures from all kinds of schools. So it's a pretty big new deal. OpenCourseWare gets more than 1 million hits a month.
Wow.
About 60% of their users are outside the U.S. About 15% are educators, I guess, trying to get a little extra training.
Yeah.
30% are students at other universities. About half don't go to school at all.
It makes my little coffee break Spanish seem so little. And so my 15 minutes of Espanol during lunch.
I think that's admirable.
All right. But wow, MIT.
I know. I wouldn't understand a word. I think I might try it. I won't understand a word.
When jellyfish attack 300 people. 300 Brazilians, to be exact. Swimmers off the coast of Sao Paulo, Brazil, stung. There were swarms of jellyfish over the weekend. They gathered in the shallow waters.
That's just a nightmare to me.
Yeah, exactly. 15 people, including kids, teenagers, treated for the stings. Fortunately, none life-threatening, but still thoroughly disgusting. The injured began to arrive at local hospitals on Friday. They were treated. They were released. Now, the authorities say, why all these jellyfish? Why that many?
They blame... Could it be... Heat?
Climate change. A heat wave in the southeastern region for the massive jellyfish. They like it when it's warm. Plus, it's high tourism holiday season.
I smell a reality show. No, I don't know. That's just gross. Okay, so I want to play this little clip. Do we have it? Why be so hard on myself?
Why do you make me listen to that?
Okay, well, that's Hannah Montana,
okay.
A.K.A. Miley Cyrus. And apparently that's just so awesome that it made somebody actually make her 6-year-old lie to get tickets, because this is the hottest ticket around.
Yeah.
You can't get tickets to the show, to her concerts. And so apparently a Texas mother and her 6-year-old daughter fabricated an essay to win an essay contest so the kid could go to the Hannah Montana concert. The story was... that the girl's father had died in Iraq.
What we just listened to?
Here's the essay. My daddy died this year in Iraq. I am going to give mommy the angel pendant that daddy put on mommy when she was having me. I had it in my jewelry box since that day. I love my mommy. So they gave the kid the prize.
And, which seemed like the right thing to do.
Of course. And then when, I guess, reporters questioned the mom, she said, you know, I don't want to talk about this, and left.
So yeah, I wonder why.
So then I guess when the concert people asked, is it true, the mom basically said, no, but, you know, the rules didn't say it had to be true. It just had to be an essay.
Okay, wait a minute.
So they took the prize away.
I think this woman might have a future in politics if that was her answer.
Yeah, and I just feel really bad because there's a six-year-old kid involved.
I know.
I mean, hey, let's give the mom a little bit of benefit of the doubt. Maybe the rules weren't clear, but I would think that the intention could sort of be clear there.
I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
Not buying it one bit. Hey, Tricia McKinney, you did an excellent job helping me ramble.
I'll ramble with you any day, Allison.
Thank you, Tricia. That does it for The Ramble. You can find these stories and other BPP gems on our website, npr.org/BryantPark. Thanks, Tricia.